The Deputy Director General of Ghana Health Service, Dr. Gloria Kwanza, says although some progress has been made to tackle sickle cell disease, more needs to be done in its detection and management. This is because presently sickle cell cases in the country are on the ascendancy, with 2% of children born having traits and dying before age 5 because of late diagnosis. Dr. Kwanza said education must be intensified, especially in genetic counseling of parents, families and the public. She made these comments at the first genetic education and counseling for sickle cell condition, Genesis, in Accra. We bring you Antoinette Abba's report.
Statistics show that Ghana is among one of the countries in Africa with a high prevalence of sickle cell disease. Most children die before age 5 because of late diagnosis. The first training workshop on genetic education and counseling for sickle cell conditions in Ghana is therefore to train people with knowledge and skills to make appropriate decisions on reproductive planning with respect to genetics conditions. Dr. Kwanza said the Ghana Health Service has already embarked on training programs for marriage counselors by updating their skills on the disease, but still needs to step up efforts as the figures are alarming. She said the Genesis workshop is timely as participants will be equipped with requisite knowledge on the disease.
Ghana Health Service sees this first training workshop on genetic education and counseling for sickle cell conditions in Ghana, organized by the Sickle Cell Foundation Ghana, as timely and complementary to our efforts of genetic counseling program in Ghana to contribute to the development of coordinated and comprehensive sickle cell disease services in Ghana. Whilst assuring you of our continuous support, it is our hope that at the end of the training, workshop participants would have been equipped with genetic counseling knowledge and skills to deliver culturally sensitive, evidence-based sickle cell disease genetic counseling in Ghana and improve our lot.
The president of the Sickle Cell Foundation of Ghana, Professor Kwikwohini Frimpong, said the foundation is developing a laboratory in Kumasi to do more proper testing of people. He encouraged people to know their status early enough, as it will help them manage the disease if they have it. He further outlined the topics to be discussed at the one-week workshop.
We're actually developing a lab in Kumasi, a modern lab that can do proper testing for those who want to know their status. Yeah, the one-week course is going to teach the trainees about the basic understanding of red blood cells, about hemoglobin, the chemical that actually is the one that has sickle cell disease in it, and the different types of it, how they are inherited and how they can be passed on to children. And then they will also learn about some of the basic facts about the disease itself.
The corporate affairs manager of GNPC, Mrs. Carmen Bruce Annan, advised the public and other corporate organizations to help the foundation to carry out more training programs. She said this will not only curb early deaths, but also prevent people with a sickle cell disease from marrying each other.